Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Leanne Bolt is a multi-passionate entrepreneur whose passion lies in empowering others to live their best life. She loves to help passionate creative entrepreneurs to step into their power and live fully as their personal brand and create a business that aligns with their values. Hi, Leanne. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to hear about your story and then talk about our topic of the day, confidence today. So Let's start with telling us a little bit about what you do, you know, where you actually are now.
Yeah, okay. So actually the last year or so has been a big sort of transition and pivot for me, but I've been a professional photographer for about 15 years. So I started off doing weddings and things like that. I've got a photography degree, so I was one of the first students to actually learn digital. And they actually, all of the lecturers at the time and the professors, they said, film will never die. And I like to think of that as the Kodak moment because, yeah, obviously film did die and, you know, we sort of leapt into the digital age. So it was really kind of exciting time to kind of get into it, but it meant a lot of changes in the industry as well. So, you know, doing weddings and things like that got very competitive very quickly because everyone that picked up a camera thought that they could go and be a professional photographer. So, you know, you really have to kind of find your point of difference and really, you know, step it up to get those same weddings. And then of course you've got everybody sort of undercutting each other as well. So I did that, you know, sort of as a side hustle basically for about 10 years. But like I said, I had a degree and everything. And it wasn't until I became a parent that I kind of went, well, what am I doing working till 2 o'clock in the morning and working all weekend long? And, you know, particularly if you're a mother, you understand how hard it is to walk away from a 6-week-old baby for 12 hours at a time, particularly when you're breastfeeding. It's not fun for anybody. And then trying to do it all and juggle other jobs and, you know, hospitality and admin and whatever other jobs you kind of got kicking around to make ends meet. So, yeah, that's when I started. I started actually working for Heartfelt, which is a beautiful organisation that goes into the hospitals and photographs premature babies that potentially, you know, they're not likely to make it home. And it's gut-wrenching work, but it really was that slap in the face that I needed to kind of make me grateful. And, you know, I was kind of resenting having babies and going, well, I just can't get anything done. You know, like most mothers feel it. It's like, I can't get the washing done. I can't, you know, I can't do this. I can't do that. But then when you're running a business as well, it's like, you know, I just want to get things done. So it was a great slap in the face for me. But then it was also the real big pivot into where I am now. So I've got an all-female studio now and we specialize in empowering women. And it's really, really beautiful work, you know, to see the transformation. Everyone that walks in the door can be quite, you know, scared and apprehensive, but they always walk out, you know, bouncing. So that's what it's all about. It's about making you reclaim your identity, you know, build your confidence. Even if it's a gift for your partner, it's essentially about you. And then I started just recently, I've started mentoring as well. So mentoring particularly creative female entrepreneurs to get back their time and build a business around their values, because I think that's really important, especially, you know, in this day and age to put your values first. So whether that's family or travel or whatever it looks like for you, and make that a priority as opposed to, you know, like I said, working till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. So you've actually transitioned, haven't you, from just that straight job to knowing there's more to it, isn't it? Like the confidence that women feel, realizing that out there are so many women that don't have confidence in themselves, that compare themselves to what the media says, what society says, and they feel less than, don't they? They don't feel they're enough. So that's why I wanted to talk about confidence with you. So you talked about confidence just then. Tell me what it means to you to have confidence.
To not be afraid of judgment and to just be your best self and be happy in who you are, and not like you said, worry about being judged by other people. You know, we're always comparing ourselves to magazines and Instagram and whatever else. But sometimes what we see and what other people see can be completely different. It's like, you know, when you look in the mirror, you see one thing, but then, you know, your partner will tell you that you're beautiful because they don't see what you see. They don't see the lumps and bumps and the wrinkles and everything else, because they just see the beautiful person that you are. So, yeah, and particularly in business as well, you know, you've got to be confident to show up as an expert in what you're doing so that other people believe in what you do. If you don't show up as the confident person, they're going to go, well, I don't trust you.
And do you find that a lot of that is about self-worth, that it comes from that original thing that they don't value themselves, they don't think they're good enough, and that, and therefore they're not projecting that confidence in their skills or whatever they can offer?
Absolutely. And I think of it, a lot of it is our conditioning too, you know, the kind of blueprint that we've grown up with and the expectations we've had put on us throughout our lives. It's breaking through those challenges in our own head and just going, well, why? It doesn't have to be that way. It's not that way because somebody told me it's that way. Mm. It's a big mindset shift.
And that's coming more and more into business now, isn't it? It's okay that, yes, people think, oh, I need a business plan. I need to have a marketing plan. I need to be able to do all these, have these skills, tech skills, things like that. But it comes down to mindset for success, isn't it?
I think mindset is the biggest component to success because, you know, if you dream big and you aim for that and you believe in yourself, then you've got more chance of getting there than if you go, oh, I couldn't do that because of whatever reasons that you put on yourself. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. It's a big component. It was a big thing for me getting through the money mindset of not working for an hourly rate or working for somebody else and being able to charge what I was worth to be able to make a full-time income. Because, you know, like, it's all right if you're working from home and you're picking up a job on the weekend, it's just extra money in your pocket. But when you're actually doing it full-time and you've got to put food on the table with that same money, you know, you've got to take all of those things into consideration. And it is a big mindset shift. You sort of go, oh, well, no one will pay that. Well, actually they will. If you're confident in saying, well, this is my price, people will pay it.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes I find it's growing into that confidence, isn't it? It's not so much, oh, wait for confidence to come and then I'll feel right to go out there. You've actually got to do the work, haven't you? You've got to take the steps. Okay, I want to charge this much. It might feel a bit funny, but just keep doing it till it becomes comfortable. Then you can go up that next step. So I find that when I'm working with women, they think they should be able to do and be everything straight away. Whereas it's like when we learned how to drive a car, we weren't confident straight away at driving a car. We had to learn and put the hours in.
And that's exactly right. Yeah. And you just do it once and you take that leap and it's a big, you know, it's a big scary thing. But it's like anything, it's like doing live video, you know. You do it once and it's scary, and you do it a second time and it's not so scary, and you've learned a little bit the first time, and you just continue to do it until it is comfortable.
That's right. Yeah, it's taking those little steps, isn't it? Like, I sort of look at it as a triangle. So you need to believe in yourself. So you need to do the work to believe in yourself that, you know, what you can offer is, you know, it's needed out there or wanted.
Yeah.
And there's also that self-value. So you've got to work on yourself, because I know I was always brought up, you know, oh, I'm not good enough at that type of thing, because parents and your family and society can actually make you feel as though, oh, I'll never be good at that. You know, I always thought, you know, left brain logic, always good at numbers, doing things like that, but not the creative, intuitive type side. But I realise I actually am.
So <Yeah.
laughs> then it's putting the work in, going, okay, well, how can I make this work? It's keeping it going. So it's a bit of a triangle, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You've always got to keep working on yourself, whether it's, you know, personal development, professional development. Yeah. Even just surrounding yourself with people that bring you up instead of down.
I totally agree with that, because I was only talking to someone this morning at a networking event that you need to put yourself out there, and whether you label yourself as introvert, label yourself as extrovert, whatever, stop putting the labels on and just get out there, surround yourself by people that you can actually go, hey, I've got this issue, or what do you think of this? And you can get ideas and be around people who understand you. You know, that's
yes. Yeah, and yeah, you're right. The networking groups are great for that because it is all like-minded people ready to support each other and push each other to the next level. Whereas, you know, you might go home to your family and they're on a completely different wavelength because they're not doing the same work that you're doing. You know, they might still be working in a 9-to-5 or whatever. And yeah, it's hard to kind of get that support sometimes from the people closest to you. So yeah, definitely support, surround yourself with the support of people that are in the same place.
Yeah, that's so true. So with what you're doing now, how you're growing, you talked about that you're working with women in business. How did that come about?
Yeah, it's all just kind of happened really organically. I think it all sort of started just because I was doing a lot of professional development stuff and going to a lot of seminars, going to conferences, investing in mentors. And it was just the growth that happened naturally and putting all of the things that I had learned into practice and then realizing how I could use those skills to help other people to get past those obstacles that I'd gotten past at that point. Yeah.
It's important that investing in yourself, isn't it? I found I didn't have any awareness of what was going on for me or what was limiting me until I put that time and effort into professional development, personal development, getting the extra skills in different areas. And that's where my confidence grew. So, yeah, it's a big one, isn't it?
And it actually really excites me. Like, I love to learn. And I think when you put yourself in a position where, like at the moment, I'm in the middle of a 90-day mastermind and you kind of put those limitations on yourself. I've got to smash this out in 90 days, even though I'm so busy doing everything else. But it gives you that pressure to make it happen. And sometimes you wouldn't finish those things or achieve those goals if you didn't give yourself that pressure, because you just go, oh, you know, I'm too busy. I'll push that aside. I'll deal with that later, maybe next year, you know, and it never gets done. So yeah, it's really important to push yourself to reach that next level.
Yeah, definitely. So I find a lot of women, they keep, you know, holding themselves back because, you know, that's what society is saying. Are you finding that it is actually the mindset? They might come to you to say for a bit of mentoring for business, but it is, you know, everyone can learn about a business plan and things like that, but is it actually the mindset that gives them lack of confidence? Or what do you actually find is the biggest problem for lack of confidence in women?
Yeah, I do actually, we do a lot of mindset work, and sometimes they don't even know that they're doing the mindset work, but it's just giving them that confidence. Because obviously as a photographer too, I'm used to making people feel confident in front of the camera. So it's just giving them the encouragement along the way, like that looks great. Yep, you're looking really good, blah, blah, blah. Just those words sometimes will give them that confidence. And yeah, in business it is. It's about getting through those hurdles and having the encouragement to take that next step instead of telling yourself, I can't do this.
Yeah. And do you find that language does come up a lot? Because I know when with my clients, that's one of the first things we work on. Stop using that negative type words that will hold you back. Start looking at choices and changing the words around, because once you start, you get a bit more confidence. And then if you're looking for courage or whatever it is, that'll come, so you can start taking action, and then confidence will come as well.
Absolutely. And I find the biggest thing for most people is overwhelm.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what they don't know. So it's just kind of like, oh, there's so many things to learn and I don't know where to start and I want to do this and I want to do that. But it's just pulling it all back like an onion and going, right, what's the first step? Mm. Let's just do that and then we'll look at the next one. And I think that's the biggest thing is the overwhelm and trying to do it all at once.
Yeah, I do see a lot of out there, like on Facebook or whatever it is, they're talking about know your big vision, know your purpose in life. And I think, well, sometimes that's too much pressure. Like they go, what is my purpose? I've got to have a big purpose. Everyone says I've got to have a purpose. But when you sort of cut it down, like I thought, no, that was too much for me. So I thought, what would my purpose be? Mine's to live, to love, to learn, to grow. And when you cut it down, that it makes it simple. You think, okay, what can I do today to live what I want to do, to grow as a person? And then that purpose, the pressure of having a purpose is no longer there. So you can actually concentrate, as you say, one step at a time, because that's the only way you're going to go is keep the movement going. Overwhelm will stop you from doing anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And it will stop you from enjoying life too. You know, you've got to enjoy those special moments that aren't around our business, with our families and with our friends, sometimes just taking that minute to sort of pivot into, okay, I'm not in this mode anymore. You know, it's not all hustle, hustle, hustle. Mm. Now I've got to enjoy this moment, because that's what it's about. It's about living those extra special moments and not letting them slide through your fingers.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I was talking as well to somebody, because I've just come back from 5 weeks away and I turned off most of my stuff to do with business just to really enjoy, be there in the moment, have those experiences. And I think doing that doesn't have to be a 5 week European adventure like I had, but it could be just, you know, those weekends of being with the family, going away, getting out in nature, doing something for yourself can give you confidence in you as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you give tips to your clients to say, you know, to help with building confidence?
I think the biggest thing is stepping outside of your comfort zone and getting comfortable with it. Mm. So whether that's, for a lot of people, it's getting in front of the camera or getting in front of video. That seems to be a big scary point for a lot of people. Mm. And yeah, putting yourself out there, like hiding behind the camera for so many years, you know, getting back in front of the camera, that was a scary thing for me too. And you feel like you're being maybe egotistical, or, you know, like you're like, oh, what will people say? What will my friends that aren't entrepreneurs, how will they judge me because they're seeing all of this stuff? But yeah, some people might judge, but most will just scroll past if they're not interested. So that's what I tell people. If people aren't interested, don't feel like you're doing too much, because they go, oh, but what if I'm posting every day and I'm doing, you know, lives and I'm doing stories and I'm doing emails, and won't people get sick of me? Well, they're not going to see all of those. Mm. They're not going to see every email or everything you post on Facebook. And if they're not interested, they'll just keep scrolling. So yeah, Don't worry about it.
And they'll never be your market, will they? So
That's right. Yeah.
So just as a last thing, do you have any advice that you give to somebody who's feeling that lack of confidence or self-worth, and that what they could actually do as a first step to help them maybe build that confidence?
I think, like what we were saying before, surround yourself with people that uplift you, mm-hmm, and believe in you and are going to give you the encouragement that you need to take that next step, because it's very hard to do that step on your own. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's investing in a mentor or a coach or something like that, someone that's going to push you outside of your comfort zone gently and safely so that you can reach your goals.
Yeah, I love that. All right, Leonie, thank you so much for spending some time with us and giving us some tips on confidence and, you know, telling us what you're actually doing. Do you want to actually tell our listeners how the best way to contact?
Yeah, so sure. So if you just search for Leonie Bolt, so it's L-E-O-N-I, and then Bolt, B-O-L-T. So I've got leoniebolt.com, leoniebolt photography.com, and of course, you know, Facebook and Instagram as well. So easy to contact me through all of those.
Love it. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Leanne.
Igniters, Leonie is certainly experienced in giving people the power to be confident in front of the camera as well as within themselves. If you want to contact Leonie, go to leoniebolt.com. For taking control of your life to be full of confidence, joy, fun, and adventure, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.